This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. South Beach, Weight Watchers, Atkins, weight loss programs abound. Deborah Sullivan knows this well. She is a dietitian at Kansas University, and she just completed a small pilot study to find out whether the virtual reality computer game, Second Life, could help people lose weight in real life. Her results were promising, and she has secured a grant to continue exploring the question. We talked about how acting out a virtual weight loss regimen could translate into real change.
In real life, you know, in our traditional state-of-the-art weight loss clinics, we have people come in to a group weight loss clinic weekly. We teach them the behaviors they need to do in order to lose weight. And then we ask them to go out into the real world. And the advantage of Second Life is you can go to the grocery store 24 hours a day. You could go to the restaurant and, you know, for example, if you pick the appetizer, spinach artichoke dip, you would click on that food item and get the calorie content, but then also a little tagline, you know, don't let the name fool you. This is not a vegetable. A better choice would be X.
Your study found that Second Life was more effective for some people than programs in person or on the phone, especially with the maintenance part of all of this. Why is that?
Well, we think it's because, you know, for weight loss, it doesn't matter what diet you're doing. If you follow the diet, you're going to be successful and lose weight. It's when you stop that rigid plan, that's when the weight begins to creep back. And so we believe that the behaviors they were able to practice in Second Life translated better compared to our traditional face-to-face group.
What about exercise? Do you take that into account in the Second Life program?
Oh, very much so. Exercise is a core component. We do have a gymnasium. We now have a pool. We have walking paths. We have all sorts of behaviors that you can do in real life. And while I know it might seem silly to think that my avatar is running on a treadmill in my virtual reality, you know, a lot of people that are overweight are not comfortable going into a gym. They've never used a treadmill. Their avatar doing those things in Second Life, we believe, does inspire them to do those activities in real life.
Deborah Sullivan, she is a dietitian at Kansas University Medical Center. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.